You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, the song "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior" gives me cause for concern. I don't believe that Jesus would ever pass by one of his own. It is sung in the church that I attend, but I won't sing it. In your opinion, am I overreacting? Well, you know, I'm impressed by this question, simply because it demonstrates the power of hymns in conveying theological messages. Usually, people get so emotionally drawn to a Christian song that they don't take the time to determine whether or not the theology of the song is biblical. I must admit, there are some songs that I no longer sing for this very reason. And today's question has forced me to assess whether "Pass Me Not" should be one of them. Now, for those unfamiliar with the hymn, the first verse and chorus state, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While in others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While in others thou art calling, do not pass me by." Now, while the notion of a Savior who needs to be begged for assistance appears to go contrary to the image of a caring and benevolent God, it is a familiar one in Scripture and indeed in everyday life. We know that God is almighty and can do anything, yet we pray for his divine intervention when we face tragedy, when we need him. There are times we find when he answers our prayers in the way in which we phrase them, and then there are other times when it appears as if our prayers go unanswered. It appears as if he's passed us by. When we look at the Bible, we find that there are many who had to come to terms with God's strange method of responding to requests. Hannah prayed for years before she was gifted with Samuel. And Job sunk to the pit of despair before God made a personal appearance. Then there's Daniel, who got literally sick waiting for God to answer. And even in the ministry of Jesus, only those who encountered him, either directly or through a proxy, had their health restored. Remember that there were many sick at the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5? Why is it that Jesus only singled out the paralytic? And it is only the blind man's shout in Luke 18 that stopped Jesus from passing him by. The truth is, my brothers and sisters, many people have similar lives and similar experiences, but not all will have the same testimony. At the end of a testimony service, many will still be left asking the question, why? Why did the Savior who answered your prayer pass me by? You know, we'll never understand fully how the Savior works, but perhaps we can get some insight from Paul. There was a time, it seems, when he felt as if the Savior was passing him by. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, he speaks of an issue that he had taken to heaven at least 3 times, but had received no response. He only stopped petitioning God when God let him know that he would have to live with his problems. Mind you, you know, God's words were indeed assuring. He says, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness." However, those who feel the need for divine intervention aren't always comforted by God's decision not to act. Nonetheless, like the lines of the song "Pass Me Not," inspired by Mark 9:24, even at those times when it seems as if God has forgotten us, we can say, kneeling there in deep contrition, "Help my unbelief." Interestingly, this song was written by Fanny J. Crosby, a blind Christian who wrote so many wonderful hymns to the glory of God. Like many of us, she probably experienced moments when it seemed as if God had put her on hold. However, through it all, she learned to trust him in spite of appearances. Hence the words of Psalm 73:25 in the final verse. "Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee?" If you have ever petitioned God, and it seems as if he skipped over your request to answer another, this song is for you. I hope this helps, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, You may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.